Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Jesus left the comforts of heaven. I mean, you think about the ultimate vulnerability is to be, you know, embedded into the womb of a young girl. I mean, it doesn't get any more vulnerable than that. And if that doesn't speak of his love, I don't know what does. I mean, talk about just what he did in making himself accessible to us that way.
Vulnerability is an extraordinary quality. Look at Jesus. I mean, look at coming in the womb and living a human life and dying on a cross for us. Like, yeah, the vulnerability is absolutely extraordinary. And the reason it's so important for us to recover an understanding of his humanity is that if we don't understand, if we don't really kind of believe that Jesus was really a man, then the events of this week in particular, as you kind of guide your listeners through Holy Week, it's a farce. I mean, like in Gethsemane and the tears and the prayers and the earnestness and all of that, like, was he faking it? Was that just kind of a joke, you know, because he's actually Superman and none of this really affects him? And you see what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We lose Jesus when we lose his humanity. I was just reading before we got on the show together in John chapter 4, that wonderful story of Jesus's encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. It's such a great story.
One of my favorites.
Oh my goodness. Jesus is just amazing. But the story begins by saying that Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. And then and that's in verse 6. And then when the woman comes to him in verse 7, he says, "Would you give me something to drink?" So you just have to pause and go, do you believe that? That Jesus was tired and thirsty.
Mm.
Like he's real.
Yeah.
He's real. You know, he's not like this superhero figure that he's not really tired. He's not really thirsty. He's just kind of putting on a show so he can talk to this woman about eternal life, right? Oh, no. No, no. The scriptures are telling us really important things about Jesus. He's tired. He's thirsty. He shares in your humanity. And talk about making God accessible to us. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go with that story for a moment, because juxtaposed next to each other are his physical needs and vulnerabilities and his character, his backbone. I mean, I've studied that story. I speak on that's one of my favorite speaking messages on the Samaritan woman, and just the idea that she had three strikes against her. She was a woman. She was a Samaritan. She was known to be living in sin, and we know that no respectable Jewish man would ever be caught dead speaking to a person under one of those circumstances. And men who approached her in the dark of the night to get what they wanted from her. And this man, Jesus, is speaking to her with honor in broad daylight. I mean, so next to these two, you see his physical need. He's tired, he's thirsty. Then you see his honor. I'm talking to you in broad daylight, and I don't want from you what other men have wanted. I want you to know that you're a soul of great value and worth. I mean, those two things next to each other make me just love him all the more.